We can sing, can't we? We thank God for the glorious honor, privilege, and to have men in the congregation that can lead us as we sing praises to our Heavenly Father. We're delighted that God has watched over us, blessed us with life, health, and strength, and with the presence of mind to come together that we might worship Him in such a way that He is pleased. And the churches of Christ, they began in Jerusalem. It's in your Bible. The apostles began to preach after Jesus had left the earth. Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem and wait, even though he had worked with them for 3 years. And they'd gone out teaching his word. But he told them, don't go preaching anywhere until you are baptized with the Holy Spirit that will guide you into all truth and bring to your remembrance everything that I've taught you. Now you can read that in Acts chapter 1. They followed his instructions. And about 6 days later, in Jerusalem, God sent down the Holy Spirit and they were baptized and began to speak with other voices. That's in your Bible. You can read it for yourself. As the Spirit gave them the words. Matter of fact, the lesson text that I'm going to take you to is the book of Acts. The title of the lesson this morning is, Can You Live with God in His House? Can you live with God in His house? But in the meantime, let's go to Acts chapter 1. We want to be sure of our calling. We want to make sure that we are in the right church, because you have a church here, a church there, and everybody saying, we the ones. And our Bible in the book of Acts. And then we'll dash back. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments, not suggestions, commandments, unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his death, burial, and resurrection, with infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. You know, that must have been a strange situation. You know the man has died. You know that he was buried. And then to see him, and talking. I think probably if that had happened to us or me, somebody else would have had to tell me he had risen, because I could run pretty fast. You get the message. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. This is on Jesus' last day on planet Earth. And wait for the promise of the Holy of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. About 6 days later, because when we continue to read this, we get that understanding. You need to know that what you believe is in the Bible. The church that you become a member of, because you believe that Jesus wants you to be, you believe that it's Jesus' church. And it's imperative that you be a member of his church and live according to his instructions. But you need to know. You need to understand. When we read our Bibles, we understand that Jesus told his apostles to go to Jerusalem, wait until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, which is going to guide you into all truth. Now, what you need to know is what did the apostles teach? Preach. What church was established by the preaching of the apostles? You still there? For the sake of time, I'll stay here in the book of Acts for a few minutes. Still, in chapter 1, Jesus told them, was meet with them for the last time. And when he departed, he begins to float through the air. Isn't that amazing? It's probably exciting because they were probably still looking for a long time, not believing what they saw. But that didn't make it not true. The latter verses of chapter 1. And they gave their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Now Jesus is gone. What they're doing now is to get someone to replace Judas, who betrayed Jesus and then committed suicide. Look at verse 1 in chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. They began to speak, and they were all filled and began to speak. So we got all of them preaching at the same time. At the same time. Because this is about 7 days later, 6 or 7 days later, in Jerusalem. And a number of other people have gathered with the apostles in Jerusalem in this particular house. And they were upstairs in the house. They chose one man among the group to replace Judas. They were excited. They were waiting. They really didn't know really what all is going to be taking place. We know what the Savior says, but they didn't fully understand it, but they followed instructions. We may not fully understand some of the things we read in the text, in the Bible. Follow instructions. And we find at the latter verses of Acts chapter 1, the apostles were baptized. You see, I've heard this before. Yes. And you probably hear it many more times because it's the beginning of the Lord's church and the spread of the gospel on planet Earth. Look at the chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, reiterating, of course. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now we have the gospel being preached on planet Earth. Isn't that good news? The apostles are preaching the gospel. Make sure when you make a spiritual decision regarding your salvation, make sure you can read it. What you did, what you were told to do, make sure you can read it in the Bible. Don't guess just because you see a crowd of other people doing it. You want to be right because the Bible says you're right, not because a crowd says it. So that you are right. And on the day of Pentecost, they began to preach with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, and it spilled over into the next chapter. And they continued steadfast, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread. Now that's the conclusion, but a whole lot went on before that verse 47, that it tells us about. that the apostles, preaching to a motley crowd, giving them book, giving them specifications regarding the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then being interrupted by the crowd because they said something that the crowd was excited about. That same man that y'all crucified, that was Jesus. And they were excited, and they interrupted their preaching. They wanted to know, what must we do? Because they didn't want to die with that on their record, that they didn't do something about it. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto our words. I'm in chapter 2, verse 15 now. For these are not drunken as you suppose. He's talking to the crowd because they're excited. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And you already know about it because you are citizens and you are knowers of some previous information regarding this man called Jesus, even though he has gone back to heaven. And when they heard that he was alive, look at verse 41 in chapter 2. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and prayers. They obeyed the gospel. They were scared, but they had sense enough to act on our knowledge, even though we're scared. Brothers and sisters, visiting friends, know the will of God and act thereon. Can you live with God in his house? Are you willing to be compatible? Are you willing to obey what thus saith the will and the word of God? And when we read Ephesians, when we read Acts chapter 2, we find the establishment, establishment of the Lord's church on planet Earth. The church begins, as we read the text, the apostles preaching by the power of the Holy Spirit, flowing out through them, the word, coming directly from glory, the apostles. That motley crowd hears the word, informed that this Jesus has gone back to glory, risen and gone. And this is that, coming from him. When we read in John chapter, I think it's John chapter 3. John chapter 3, for those of you who have your Bibles. John chapter 3. There's a text in here that everybody, well, no, of age, that has any knowledge of the Bible, knows this verse. For God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have what? Did you hear that? Have everlasting life. It talks about salvation. But it also, in the same voice, tells us that human beings are going to live somewhere. How long? Forever. Forever. Human beings are going to live somewhere forever. You say, well, I've been there. I know it. Me too. I've even preached at some funerals. Body goes back where it came from. The dust of the ground. But you remember when you read Genesis chapter 1 and 2, you, the person, didn't come from the ground. And the ground didn't always exist. The person came out from God, who has never not existed. Hello? That's where life came from. I know you've heard me say that time and time again. We're going to live somewhere forever. There's going to be a day of resurrection. God put us to sleep in death. He wakes us up in life. And on that day of judgment, can you take all this? Because it's running around in my head. Revelation. Just for a minute or two. I believe it's chapter 20. And the last book of the Bible is called Revelation. God gives us, in this chapter, a glimpse of what it's going to be like at the final roundup of human beings on planet Earth. Are you there? Chapter 20. And you've read it before, if you've been here before. And I saw, beginning with verse 11, chapter 20, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from those whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them. In other words, the writer is saying, no matter which way they went, they couldn't hide from this person, this being that they saw, couldn't hide. And I saw the dead. Small and great stand before God. In the beginning, God. I saw the dead stand before God. And what else did this writer see? I saw the what? I saw the books. Hello? What books? And I saw the book. Another book. I saw books. And then I saw another book open, which is what we're reading, the book of life. The book of life. Isn't it glorious and wonderful for God? Not just to say it and not have it recorded. God lets us know what we must do ahead of time. Before he calls us off planet Earth. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book, singular, was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead, ahead of time, information, were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. I have a book, and you have a book, and every human being has a book. It's not left up to us to judge one another. God's going to do that. But now if you see us doing something contrary to what God says, let us be amenable to the assistance that others endeavor to give us. Call of God, which he purchased with his blood. We can go back. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, take heed therefore unto yourselves, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he purchased. We are members of the church, of the most expensive church on planet. Hello? The most expensive church on planet Earth is the Church of Christ. The Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, purchased it with his blood, which he has purchased with his own blood. We are called of God. It's called the house of God, the church of God, the church of Christ. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto you shortly, but I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, and without controversy. If you've gone back to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, and seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. His house. We must know how to behave in his house. We must know which house is his house, because Satan, he's not just standing by, letting Jesus do what he wants to do, encouraging people to obey him, because he's Satan. Jesus built one church. Satan established a whole heap of lot of church, pardon the colloquial expression. Church here, and a church there. You've heard that before. Here, church, there, church, everywhere, church. Jesus has one church. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. His house. And in his house, we need to know how to obey, how to behave ourselves in his house. We don't just do what we want to do, come and go when we want to come. No. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. We know that. Inasmuch as he who hath built the house hath more honor than the house. Verse 4. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God Almighty. Verse 5. And Moses truly was faithful in all his house as a servant. For a testimony of those things which were written, which were to be spoken after. But Jesus Christ, as a son over his own house. That's good to know. But it's also good to know, whose house are we? How? If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, verse 7, as the Holy Ghost saith today, hello, today if you will hear his voice. Flowing over into verse 8, don't be stubborn, harden not your heart. Today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. As in the provocation in the days of the temptation in the wilderness. The day you hear the good news of the one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one church, that's when you obey it. His church, the Lord's church. Whose house? The Lord's house. Your Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study. To do what? To show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, doing what? Rightly dividing or rightly handling the word of truth. To know how to behave so that you will be approved of God. Don't just go on your feelings. Go based upon, make your decision based upon what thus saith the word of God. God's holy book. You see, when you hear the one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, that's where the rubber meets the road. As you study and learn, you may be or you may not be surprised. You may be disappointed. Not willing to go along joyfully with the house of God and his rules and regulations. But it's still his rules, his regulations. And if you want to go to his house, if you want to be part of his house, we must obey, not argue with God. Note some of the rules. All are to speak the same thing. All of Jesus' apostles, they preach the same thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, in case you didn't get it. The same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. When you leave this church of Christ and go to another church of Christ, you will hear the same gospel. It won't be of this church or that church. The same. Worship on the first day of the week. Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. We sing. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 12. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. Will I sing praise to my God or to thee? Also, as you notice this morning, in the church of Christ, there is the partaking of the Lord's Supper in commemoration of the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. Each and every Sunday. And we endeavor to preach God's word without addition or subtraction. That's what God commands in the church of Christ. No adding to or taking from. That's what happened. We read about it in Acts chapter 2 when the church first started. Jesus told them to wait until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. Don't go anywhere preaching anything until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit that will guide you into all truth and bring to your remembrance everything that I've taught you. And they didn't start until they were baptized with the Holy Spirit, as we shared with you just a few minutes ago. And a part of being a member of the Lord's church, more than just attending and singing, is the liberality of sharing what God has blessed you today to have as your income, or wherever it comes from, it's coming in to you. Giving liberally. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 2. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by in store as God has benefited or has profited you, that there be no lack. It says there be no gathering. But we are told if we give liberally the way God has blessed us, the church of our Lord will never lack what it needs. But if we make excuses for non-performance, there's no telling. We appreciate so very much the way this church gives liberally. Hello? I want to interject the recommendation that you might want to talk to the Lord to see if you could put your hand a little bit further and grasp a little bit stronger and come on up and give it to Him and let Him continue to take care of us, because that's really where the care comes from. We come together on the Lord's Day. We come together on other times doing that, which modifies the fact that we are indeed the children of God. Oh, church. Ephesians chapter 4. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, or for the developing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying. God wants his children to know his will. Therefore, we are encouraged, mandated, to study the word of God. We don't get it all at one time, but we get enough to come and realize that I'm in the wrong place. if you're not in the Church of Christ. Why? Because that's the only church that you can read about that the Lord established through the preaching of the apostles in the Bible. That's the only church. Satan is smart. He's shrewd. He knew. He knew. I can't stop this, but I can get me some of those. And I'll have so many of them, folk won't know what one to take if they don't study the Bible. And he's been successful at it. Because you see, you see a church here, and a church there, here, church there, church everywhere, church. But the apostles, Jesus told them, don't leave Jerusalem until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. And then go and teach my word. Not another word, my word. Therefore, we are in the Lord's church. We are mandated by God to teach only what we can read in his book called the Bible. Are you there? No. Don't get upset. That doesn't change what God says. If you want to do some getting, get right with God. Let him save you. You've heard the gospel. Believe it with all of your heart. God is sorrowful for the things that I've done contrary to the will of God. It's called repentance. Acknowledge the fact, yes, I believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God. And then be buried in water baptism for the remission of your sin. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. It's as simple as that. Even a child can understand that. You've heard. The question is, do you believe what you've heard? Read from God's holy book, the Bible. Revelation chapter 20 again. And then I'm going to wrap this up, I think. One more again. Revelation, I believe it is, chapter 20. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books, plural, were opened. And another book, singular, of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the what? So, what did I just tell you again? That God keeps a record on all of us. Our record is going to be open at the judgment. Whether you're in the church or out of the church, God keeps a record. In closing, if you insist, now, I don't have to. I got 1, 2, 3 more pages. But I think, prayerfully, you've been encouraged to continue to do what you're doing, being faithful. As a servant of God, in the Lord's house, in the Church of Christ, God only has one church on planet Earth. That's all his son died for, one church. The Church of Christ. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The Churches of Christ salute you. That's in your Bible. Make your calling and election sure. Human beings were created by God never to cease to exist. Human beings exist somewhere. You say, I go to funerals. That's because the human being has been stopped existing in that person. Now, where God keeps everybody, I don't know. I don't need to know. What I need to know is, what should I do to please him? Because one day I will be going the same path, taking the same path. But this is the book that's going to be open with God keeping the books of everybody. Make your calling and election sure. You say, well, I want to think about it. Well, you can do that. You can do that. I don't know how long you can do that, because I don't know when God is going to call me, and I don't know when he's going to call you off of planet Earth. But the book says, wisdom says, the day you hear my voice, don't be hard-headed. Harden not your heart. Are you a child of God? Are you a member of the Lord's church? You've heard the gospel. Do you believe it? Are you godly sorrowful for your sins? That's called repentance. Are you willing to acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Are you willing to be buried in water baptism for the remission of your sins? Then this is your day. God has blessed you to live long enough for this privilege and opportunity. Don't throw it away. Don't say no to God. He says, the day you hear my voice, the day you hear my voice, not that tomorrow you heard my voice yesterday, today you hear my voice, don't be hard-headed. Harden not your heart. Make your calling an election, Sheila. Because we know. Wow. That's a long jump now. Peace. We know we can't live here forever. We also know that the Bible teaches that the world won't always exist. He's got a place. See, there are two places that the Bible talks about. He has a place for everybody once we leave here. Heaven, and the other one, you can say it quick. If you can say it quick, you don't want to go. Hell. What's your choice? Heaven or hell? You mean to tell me no? That's why I have my Bible. I meant for the Bible to tell you. That's why I quote the scriptures. For the Bible to tell you. I'm really simply repeating what's in here. Now, if you're doing what's in here, well, I'm coming close. No, close doesn't count. Doing the will of God. Obeying the will of God. Getting an attitude towards me doesn't help either. Shout! And say, thank you, preacher, for telling me what's in the Bible. I checked it out myself. Where do you want to spend eternity? You're going to live forever. Somewhere. And God knows how to preserve us when he takes us out of the body. You didn't ask where we come from before he put us in a body. There's a birth when God puts the person in the body. Death comes when God takes the person out of the body. Now, where he keeps the body until judgment, I don't know. I just know that he has a place for them. You've heard the gospel. You've read it for yourself today. Do you believe it? Do you want to please God? Are you willing to acknowledge his son as Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Because that's the question that you're going to be asked. Do you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Yes or no? That's called confession. I confess the Lord Jesus Christ. And then be buried in water baptism for the remission of your sins. The water is ready. The baptismal garments are ready. The baptizer is ready. The only question mark is, are you ready to make your calling and election sure? Jesus came all the way from glory, spent 33 years here, just for us. Just for us. Because he wants his Father, and he does too, wants us to live forever with them in glory. Isn't that good news? He wants us to live with them in glory forever. Jesus was anxious to get back home in glory land. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying he wasn't too excited about earth that he wanted to stay here all the time. He was ready to go back home when time came. Go back to glory when time came. There must be something in glory greater than this. You've heard the gospel. Do you believe it? Are you godly sorrowful for the life that you've lived heretofore? Are you willing to acknowledge your faith in Jesus Christ? Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Are you willing to be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of your sins? And add it to the Church of Christ. The privilege is yours. If you're in the body, you have not been consistently obedient to the way that God has commanded us to live, you come and renew your covenant. Ask the brothers and sisters to pray for you, that God will forgive you of your sins. The opportunity is yours as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Jesus is tenderly calling thee home. Call the word? Today.
Jesus is tenderly calling
today. Why from the sunshine of love wilt thou roam farther and farther away?
Calling
today.
Come while you can
calling
now hear it.
Calling today.
Calling today.
Jesus is calling. Calling is tenderly calling today.
Do you hear the words of the song? Jesus is calling today. You hear it today. You hear his call. Come and obey the Lord. But you don't know. I don't know. When the day will come when I won't be able to hear. Called off the planet Earth. You trying to scare us? No, I'm just trying to encourage you to act in such a way that God will be well pleased. To say, yes, Lord. Save me. And be baptized for the remission of your sins. One more verse.
Jesus is calling the weary to rest, calling today, calling today. Bring him thy burden and thou shalt be blessed. He will not turn you away.
Calling
today.
Calling
today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today.
Going to heaven is not cheap. You can't just give anything and do anything and everything that you want to do, perhaps. What else? What else can you get? What else can you do that will get you into glory, into glorious glory land forever? Being a child of God is the only thing. Being a faithful child of God is the only avenue to living lovingly, comfortably, and joyfully. Is obeying God. I want to encourage you, if you realize that you need to make a difference, but you also realize, for whatever reason, I'm not going to do it now. Just remember, God gave you an opportunity. Whether you took it or not, it's your choice. Go with God. Brothers,
we want to thank Brother Brown for that message this morning, those words of encouragement to remain faithful to God.